Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Faribault drug dealer who sold the fatal dose to a 38-year-old man in June pled guilty yesterday to first-degree drug sale. 28-year-old Anthony Fugali warned the man that the heroin he sold him was laced with fentanyl. Fugali had been watched by Faribault police and the Cannon River Drug Task Force for some time and was arrested in April for selling heroin. He told investigators then that he went tripping nearly daily to the cities to buy drugs. At the time, he posted $50,000 bail. In May and June, Fugali sold a total of nearly 13 grams of heroin to an informant on four occasions. He was arrested soon after the man overdosed and the drug was traced to Fugali. He's been in the Rice County Jail since his arrest and will remain there until sentencing January 15th. Fugali was facing possible homicide charges. First-degree sale of heroin carries a sentence of up to 30 years in prison. Previously, all his run-ins with the law were petty misdemeanors. A New Prague man is charged with three counts of felony fifth-degree drug possession and possessing ammunition as a convicted felon. On November 6th, Lonsdale police conducted a routine stop after observing 41-year-old Blair Charles Bissell driving 38 in a 30. When running his license, the officer found it revoked. Officers smelled marijuana coming from the vehicle and conducted a search, finding just over a gram of a hardened marijuana, over a dozen lorazepam pills, and a 9mm hollow point round. He said he knew it was in the car, but it was not his. Bissell has a previous conviction for disarming a peace officer. His initial court appearance is November 21st. It was close, but Nerstrand voters approved $200,000 for a fire hall. The vote was 82-71. Mayor Tony Vizzoli said there were residents who felt the money should go to infrastructure.
The water system and the water mains and those needing updates, and I know that has been a contention from some of the residents on whether we would be spending the money in the right place.
The 6,000-square-foot fire hall will be built at the corner of Cherry Street and First Street on land donated by Doug Gilbertson. Vizzoli said the owner of Nerstrand Meats next to the current fire hall will buy that building and expand their business.
And she's offered to buy it for the appraised value.
The Nerstrand Fire Department has 7 trucks and 19 firefighters. They cover Denison and surrounding townships. Vizzoli did not run for re-election. Jared Alvarez won the mayoral seat with over 72% of the vote. And all week long, KYMN, along with the entire Carlton Building, the Archer House, and the Nutting Building, were on backup power as XL Energy and Master Electric worked on raising the transformer near the Cannon River, next to the gazebo behind the Archer House. The idea is to never have to worry that flooding will take out the electricity. News from around the state is next.